Hi there. Welcome to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. This podcast is all about creating a community of like-minded individuals who are passionate about the field of health informatics. I hope to share information and advice in topics such as health analytics, digital health, biomedical engineering, and data visualization in healthcare. And in exchange, I would love to hear from you, dear listener, about your experience and interest in this field. You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. And this email, along with any references discussed during this podcast, will be listed in the show notes below. If this resonates with you, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast, as I'll be releasing new episodes bi-weekly. Before we jump into the episode, I want to let you know that I've written a step-by-step guide to help you through the process of securing your first role in health informatics by providing you with concrete examples of what roles to search for, common skills requested by employers, example interview questions, and much more. If this is of interest to you, you can check out the show notes of the episode where I have a link to the ebook below. Now, let's get back into the episode.
So there's so many different types of healthcare data to choose from. You have healthcare claims, patient demographic information, social determinants of health data, diagnostic information, the list goes on and on. In this podcast episode, I want to talk about a specific type of healthcare data, genomic data, and the potential to integrate this data into the electronic health record system to better aid the clinician. So first of all, where does genomic data come from? So genomic data can come from genetic testing that might be done to identify, for example, if a patient has a chromosomal abnormality. And this testing is often carried out by labs. And then the results of the test are then sent to clinicians. So why should this data even be integrated into the electronic health record? Should it live siloed by itself? I would argue that one of the advantages of integrating this genomic data into the electronic health record is a centralized system where all of the patient's information is in one place for analysis. Another benefit would be the ability to implement features such as alerts or warnings for clinicians if the results of a genetic test might indicate the patient might have an adverse reaction to a specific drug. So although there can be significant benefits to integrating genomic data into the electronic health record systems, just like many of the other technologies that I've discussed on this podcast, the concept might be simple, but the execution is a whole nother story. Interoperability is what comes to mind, a word that you've heard me address several times on this podcast, and I even have a specific podcast episode if you're interested in listening, more about a deep dive into interoperability and how it plays a strong role in the health informatics field, titled, Why is interoperability important in health informatics? So yes, interoperability is a major challenge and standardization is a major challenge when it comes to integrating genomic data into electronic health record systems. So since genomic data is often transmitted from the lab to the clinician's office, one of the issues that have been identified is a lack of congruence between what is recorded by the lab and what is uploaded to the electronic health record. So for instance, an article titled The Interface of Genomic Information with the Electronic Health Record by Dr. Grebe, which I will link in the show notes of this podcast episode, details what the lab might record, which might be specific and detailed regarding, for example, a chromosome abnormality, might be coded within the EHR, or electronic health record, using ICD-10 codes as a generic code, Q99.9. Chromosome abnormality unspecified. And so that's what the ICD-10 code might detail versus the very specified detail that the lab might record. And so you have a loss of specificity and a loss in information which could be used for the clinician as a clinical decision support tool to provide the clinician with valuable information. For example, how a patient might interact with a certain type of drug or point to family history. So therefore, one area of improvement when it comes to integrating genomic data into electronic health record systems is to improve interoperability and standardization and improve the congruence with what the lab records and what the electronic health record codes. And there's already great work being done in this area through groups such as the Electronic Medical Records and Genomics Network, or eMERGE, which was initially funded in 2007 with the goal of developing and studying the electronic health record as a tool for genomic research. So the future of integrating genomic data into the electronic health record promises life-changing results, from personalized treatment plans to the discovery of how to treat rare diseases. And we saw the promise of that through mapping the human genome. However, there's still a ways to go when it comes to improving interoperability between the data collected by the lab and what is coded in the electronic health record systems. And of course, as always, addressing the privacy and security issues which stem from this. But we're seeing a lot of movement in this space from popular electronic health record vendors. For instance, Meditech recently launched Expanse Genomics, which, I quote, offers enhanced connectivity with reference laboratories to allow for communication of genetic data in ways that have not been previously envisioned in the marketplace. Along these same lines, they've also collaborated with First Data Bank, which is a drug database which helps to greater improve pharmacogenetic decision support for clinicians. So we are seeing electronic health record systems make moves in this space. And on the other end, we've seen genomic labs make moves in this space. So hopefully along the future, we will see more development in this area. And this is all linking to precision medicine, allowing for a more holistic treatment of the patient, looking at genetic data, looking at social determinants of health data, all of this to make sure that the plan for the patient is personalized. So this is a really interesting area, and I'm looking forward to the developments in this field of integrating genomic data into the electronic health record. And I would love to hear your thoughts as well. Do you have any interest in this space? You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. Thanks and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. I'd love to hear from you about topics I should cover in future episodes. Please consider subscribing and leaving a review. Have a wonderful day.